escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camprol RV Sales Service Parts and Accessories. We thank again our guests in the last segment, Quinyon Mitchell and Nolan Smith. They were with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh, what'd you take away from talking to those two guys?
Two contrasting, you know,
personalities.
Yeah, for sure, man. Nolan's feels like he's coming into his own. He's always been loud and bubbly. Well, you know, boisterous. But I feel like he's coming into his own, man. Like I said, he went to the Pass Rush Summit. A friend of mine, Robert Matthews, was talking about him.
Which is interesting because he reminds me of him physically.
Like, well, yeah, he's a lot taller. But when I talked to Robert about him, he said, man, he has some tools in the toolbox. Just needs to put it together.
So I thought it was interesting that Nolan, because I think we would all view last year as his breakout, right? The what mm-hmm. he did down the stretch. You mentioned it, the playoffs. He dominated the postseason. And even down the stretch of the regular season, he played much like more consistently good football, and he was an impact player. But, Hugh, I thought it was interesting the way he framed it, that this is his year, right? Like, he seems to think and feel and want this to be the first.
As he should.
Well, and look, he didn't mention this. I may be inferring this. Hugh, he's eligible for contract extension after the season.
Yeah, he's trying to get paid.
Yeah,
that's not lost.
And look, if he has a big year, George Karloftis from the Chiefs just got paid 4 years, 96.
Something like that.
Now, Nolan didn't want to share on air what his goal
exact
is.
Number was.
But if my guess is if he reaches whatever his goal is, whatever that number is, he's going to be in line for a contract like Karloftis. I mean, I don't know. It's 480, 490. Like, he's going to get paid. This is his contract year. He was a first-round pick along with Jalen Carter in 2023, so he's eligible after this season. I was excited to hear that he is – pretty far along. What did he say? 75%. That's good.
I think he said 75%.
And the fact that he's out there today is encouraging, right?
Yes, it is.
Because if he was only at 50%, maybe they would have just said, let's back it off for a few weeks. So I'm expecting a huge year. I thought last year down the stretch he was almost unblockable at times.
Yeah, you know what I like about this man is that, like, contrast personalities, no question, but the two people that we talked to, work-like mentality. Like, business, like, work is not done. Put your head, down. Both of them said basically the same thing. Put your head down and get back to work. I think that's a testament to Coach Sirianni and what he's been preaching. You know, bubblehead Coach Sirianni. Because they are echoing his sentiment. That was the battle cry at the beginning of the press conference. Hey, get back to work. You know, everybody came in shape. And for Nolan to be out there, he's 75%. Now, normally, I would think that, guys that are 75%, they would probably tell him, hey, don't even worry about it. Mm-hmm. But he feels like this is very important for him to be out there and be a part of what's going on, so he's out there. So I commend him for that. I commend all those guys that are coming off injuries for going out there, pushing through, even though it's only an hour of practice, but still, just to be out there learning, getting those mental reps, that's huge.
I also commend Howie because I feel like they made a conscious effort about 5 years ago to change the kind of people they were drafting. Mm-hmm. Like, you mentioned Sirianni's culture here, but also I think some of this is ingrained in these people, right? Like, what's the scale, Kyle, the Weenie scale?
Like yeah, the weenie scale.
Yeah, the Eagles 2019-2020, the weenie scale went too far. Like the Jalen Ragers of the world. Like they had too many, like Carson Wentz. They have clearly made an effort the last 5 years to draft tough-minded people, like whether it be Jalen or Nolan now. Like, I don't think this is a coincidence. We talked to all these guys, and they all seem the same. Like, they're all, like, really focused and grounded.
Yeah, they got that want to.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. They want to. And they've done a tremendous job, like, you know, invoking the name of Brandon Graham, remembering some of the things that Brandon taught him and things of that nature, saying that, you know, he has to walk his own path. You know, Brandon did his thing. Now he has to do something similar, but it's going to be different. So, yeah, I'm excited for him. I'm excited to see him play this season and how much better he's going to be out there on the field.
And he has a big responsibility because last year he could kind of fly under the radar as a second-year guy. We'll see what
he
is.
Yeah, people going to be looking at him now.
He's the number one pass rusher in the team by a lot. I mean, if it's like if I'm ranking them, it's Nolan Smith and then Gap, maybe Jalix Hunt, Gap, Azeez Ojulari, and then, like, who knows what they have after that. Like, he's clearly their number one guy. That's a big responsibility. This segment brought to you by Meineke. Get your AC tuned up for the summer and road trip season. Take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. All right, let's grab Art, who is in Philadelphia. Art, what's up, pal?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Art. Listen, what are you thinking?
I just want to say, look, the defense for the Eagles, the players they got are tremendous. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. This is not a knock on the players, okay? Furthermore, the offense, our offense controls that ball for long periods. They're the reason our defense is so good. That bend but don't break defense, I don't like it. Period. That's it.
The defense.
Live your truth, Art.
The defense that dominated the Super Bowl.
Live your truth, Art.
Hold it. Kansas City played with a third-string offensive line.
The week before against Buffalo, they scored over 30 points.
Yeah, but listen, the Eagles win because of that offensive line and their running backs and their two wide receivers and the tight end. They control the ball for a long time.
But they had the number one defense in pro football last year.
Do you remember the Miami Dolphins?
How could I forget? 72 Dolphins. Larry Zonka. Didn't miss a down.
Well, how did they win? Well, we got two great runners now. Yeah. We got two.
But the defense was the best in the league, Art.
The Eagles will win again this year.
But not because of the defense, though.
So you don't like Fangio's defense?
I like the players on the defense.
I mean, Fangio.
He's a great coach, no question about it, but I don't like the bend but don't break defense. That's all. Remember the game against the Rams? The guy dropped the ball in the end zone in the corner there. They should have won that game.
Well, they could have, but
they
didn't.
Then we got the sack after that. Look,
Art,
how many times did Patrick Mahomes
in the Super Bowl?
Because they had no offensive line.
How come no one else does that to the Chiefs?
Plus, that was a revenge game.
What about the week before, Art, when they had three turnovers against the Commanders?
What is your biggest bet on a game?
Biggest bet money-wise?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's betting?
What are we talking about now?
How much money I'm betting on games? Do you want to bet, Art? Is that what this is about?
I'm not going to talk about myself.
I don't want to. I don't like that bend but don't break. I want to see a six-man line. A six-man line?
It's 2025.
A three-man line. I want to see diversity on that line. We could go with a 3-4. We could go with 4-3. We could put 5 and 6-man line. No, he stays the same thing, and what happens? We got to win on turnovers.
Did you see the game when they beat Burrow last year and Lamar and Daniels twice?
Not only that, the first game of the season.
Listen, Baltimore stinks. Okay,
Baltimore
stinks. Baltimore led the league in points scored.
They led the league.
Listen, hold on. Yeah, but doing the league don't mean nothing. Playoffs are what counts. What are they doing in the playoffs? Come on, they look like they're killing you for three quarters. Almost.
So it wasn't impressive at all to go to Baltimore in December and hold them to like throw 10 points.
The last five minutes of the game.
They were great offense.
They lost, didn't they? Did they lose?
So the Chiefs game doesn't count. The Ravens game didn't count. How about when they beat Burrow in Cincinnati? Didn't count?
Burrow don't have the players that the Eagles have.
Why? I know that.
We got two number one wide receivers.
What does Burrow have at receiver?
Yeah, two number ones.
We got two or three good tight ends.
I just don't know how you watched last season and weren't impressed with the defense.
Wait a minute, who got a good tight end?
I don't know.
It was all right.
It was all right.
Live your truth.
It was the best defense we've ever seen here.
Live your truth.
Oh, get the hell out of here. No, you're wrong.
You heard him.
You're wrong.
Well, what was better?
Under Buddy Ryan.
And what did they do in the playoffs? You said the playoffs, all that matters. What did those teams do in the playoffs?
It's not our fault. Right. The guy goes for third down at 39.
Right.
And Butch is...
If you still think the Buddy Ryan era is more impressive than last year, you're living in the 80s. My goodness gracious. They dominated Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, and you're more interested in beating up some crappy NFC team from 1989. You're nuts.
Don't put words in my mouth. Mm. I didn't say that. We had other – look, you couldn't get up the ball over the 50-yard line against us.
Yeah, how come they didn't win big games then?
Because Buddy Ryan was a buffoon. Yep.
Okay. I think we've reached our limit there. Hugh, you sat that one out?
Yeah, because it's like I don't argue with my elders, especially when they're talking like that. I mean, live the truth.
Is your fault.
But you know, Art, live your truth, Art.
It's his fault.
Tell people to live your truth.
Live your truth.
And I got to fend off last year's Eagles defense. Wasn't that impressive.
Like, listen, Art, like, I love you, Art, and I respect my elders, but you're all over the place. But I – thank you. I'm sorry.
I mean, the fact that we got that one, it made the whole call worth it.
Art is a gem. Art, call again, please.
Oh, no, we have real potential with Art. Art's good.
That was awesome.
No, it's just like Art's argue what he wants to argue. Ain't no need for us to both argue because you had it handled.
I just love how beating Mahomes didn't matter. No. Beating Lamar
didn't matter.
Burrow didn't matter.
I know I said defense is a luxury, not a necessity. I understand I said that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community with countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear
no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
But what Art was talking about, he was on a different planet.
Well, he didn't even think the defense was even that good last year.
Yeah, I mean, he was on a different planet. I mean, and that's cool. Art, if that's how you feel,
here we go.
Then, Art, that's how you feel.
You feel proud of yourself?
Yeah, I love that part that's about it, so though. Get the hell out of here.
All right. We go from Art to Lane Johnson, who was on this morning with the morning show. So Hugh was concerned about a hangover. I'm not. But Lane Johnson was asked about the pitfalls, right, the challenges of trying to do it again. And Hugh, Lane's been through this a few times, right? He went to a Super Bowl and won in 2017, and he was here the next year when they – let's be real, 2018 was a slog just to get to the playoffs. And then he was here in 2022. They lose the Super Bowl, come back. We know.
So he has perspective.
He's got a lot – maybe as much as anyone here. Here's Lane Johnson on trying to do it and the challenges of trying to do it again.
Super Bowl teams, you lose so many guys, free agency. So, you know, some of that nucleus is broken up a little bit, but – yeah, what I do remember about that year is we started off not very good in 18, finished pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, had a chance to go to the NFC Championship game. And then 2020 or 2022 or 3 started off hot and then took a dumpster dive in the end. But through both of those, I think what I remember most is just being distracted. I think, you know, trying to achieve, you know, hit a home run every game, you know, just trying to be a hero every game instead of just playing the game.
It was interesting to hear him say the word, use the word distracted. Almost like the way I read it was almost like they couldn't play freely. They were trying to live up to the expectation of winning it.
Well, not only that, I mean, distractions have come in many forms, man. I mean, and that's the unfortunate thing about it. It could be family members. It could be, you know, it could be a significant other. It's a number of things because it doesn't necessarily have to be. Like, just for, I'm going to paint a scenario for you, just as an example, and I don't think this has happened to anybody, but as a now you're more desirable, and the things that probably did, and I'm just saying, as things that didn't bother your significant other before might become bothersome now because of something that they might be insecure about. So now they're bringing that insecurity to the house. Like, what? Why is this person reaching out to you? Why, you know, you might have normal interact. Like, some guys might interact with people on social media, but they might interact with the wrong person that somebody might deem a threat, you know? And then it becomes a whole thing, and you're trying to keep your household together while playing football, and that becomes a distraction. You know, because the reality of the situation is this, and we've all seen it. When you have a lot going on, you become a lot more attractive to people, and your dating pool opens up a little bit, and things tend, you know, people get jealous or whatever. It could be any of those things, and that's the things that you have to put on the back. The fact that I wouldn't be surprised if there might be some potential movie roles in the makes for some people.
We got more actors?
You never
Hugh
know.
Douglas?
But you never know. You never know. It might be. When CeeDee Lamb was here, CeeDee Lamb, CJ GJ, he was a rapper. Like, seriously, like he was
a
rapper.
They won with the rapper.
Yeah, they won with the rapper. But there might, like, there are so many different avenues that potentially could become pitfalls.
By the way, how's the Tubi career going?
Tubi career, hey, listen, they've been calling me, man. I've been busy.
Yeah,
I've been busy. Matter of fact, when I was at the winery, I thought about doing the Tubi thing, but I was like, I'm busy, man. I'm busy.
What do you mean you thought about doing
it? I thought about it. I just like my schedule too tight, man. I got too much going on, man. Got too much going on.
We do a 4-hour show a day.
Yeah, but you know, I got
20 other hours.
I got other stuff. Too much stuff going on.
You're busy. All right.
Busy,
Steve
man.
In Philly, I put him on hold earlier. I believe he was commenting on you asking Aaron for a picture of his smoking hot wife, which has become a point of consternation here in our trailer.
Point of consternation is crazy.
Steve, what's up?
What's up, guys? First of all,
Art, that was electric right there. OG Art, I mean.
Yeah, I need more Art on the show. Art was electric. Yeah. Electrically crazy, but great.
He must not have had his medicine yet. You know, old timers start sundown around the afternoon, so he might need a nap soon. But I don't know what he was talking about. But, no, I called about the hangover. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10 worry meter, I would give it about 3 or 4. And I say that because, you know, as Art was talking about, the defense is very young and very motivated. And one of you guys mentioned it earlier, like, we got a bunch of dogs on the roster, like a bunch of guys from blue chip programs that are used to winning and used to that expectation. And, like, there's a certain mentality that comes with that. You know, we see pictures and videos of a person not even wearing the ring at the ceremony. Like, I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm choosing to believe that, you know.
Are you speaking on Jalen? I think I saw some people pointing out Jalen wasn't actually wearing it. He was just kind of holding there. Yeah, like, you know, I just think they have the right people. Like, you know, sometimes a team wins out of nowhere in a certain sport, and it's like, do they really have the right mentality to go back? Probably not. This team, that's the one. Like, I don't worry about their mentality. I think 3 out of 10 on that scale, that feels right. Like, yeah, worry ward Hugh over here worrying about a hangover. I'm not there.
No, exactly. Only thing I'm worried about is injuries. That's the only thing that can really derail us. And, you know, as brought up earlier, like, we're the big dogs now. I don't care about the schedule. Like, they got to play us now. That's what I care about.
So I agree with you. My only thing is, it's like, it has a cumulative effect. Like, there's no breather. Like, yes, every team that's good that has to play the Eagles, right? Like, the Broncos and Chargers and Chiefs, they have to play the Eagles. I just wish we had more breathers in the schedule. Like, they got to go from playing. Like, just think about the first 4 weeks. Cowboys, all right, they should win that game at home. But then it's right to Kansas City, back home for the Rams, and then right to Tampa. Like, there's certain years, Steve, just have more breathers in the schedule. Like, all right, big game, and then, you know, we get a bad team after that. It's not like that on this schedule.
No, you're right. I agree. I definitely wish the schedule was easier, but I just think with the team's resolve and the depth, like, I'm at the point now where I just want us to, as long as we get into the playoffs, like, we can handle the rest. Even if we don't win 12, 13 games, get the number one seed, just get into the playoffs and we'll handle the rest.
So, well, and look, they didn't need home field last year to do what they did. They got there despite not being the one seed. Steve, we appreciate the phone call. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Is a Super Bowl hangover a concern for you at all this season? 72% no, 28% yes. Does that mean they're not listening to you today?
Well, no, because I think that, and I'm not making excuses, but people don't understand what I'm saying.
Oh, there we go.
I mean, how many times?
I know, but it's just my favorite. With thing
all
with
due
Twitter
respect,
poll.
How many students
aren't listening?
How many times have we done this show and nobody pays attention to what we actually say?
Well, they're just mad at the idea of what we're saying.
Because we're in the what you call it? We coined it a phrase a few weeks ago.
We coined a lot of phrases.
What do we call it? One of those phrases that has to do with winning a Super Bowl and just being in that malaise.
Oh, you mean Super Bowl syndrome?
Super Bowl, there you go. That sounds about right.
So you have Super Bowl syndrome now?
No.
The callers do. The callers do. Okay.
Maybe they're listening to the athletes that are speaking at camp today and hearing guys like Jalen Hurts saying he didn't even put on the ring because he's not thinking about last season anymore.
I mean, it's...
See, that I like that.
That's how it works. But when you get home, I mean, you think about it. You think about it. You know, and I mean, other people think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the thing about not being able to control your environment. Like, you can sit here and say, "Hey, I'm not gonna rip one of these heaters all day," right? But then you round people that rip heaters.
Easier said than done.
That's what I'm saying. You ripping heaters. Or what we call down in the natty light, what we call it, taking one to the head or whatever we call it.
Is that what we're worried about with this team? I'm not worried about natty lights with the 2025 Eagles.
I'm just trying to give analogies that people understand.
I know, but this team's not doing that.
Ripping heaters. That's just like, what's the hardest thing for people to quit smoking doing? Being around other people that smoke. And most of their friends that end up smoking.
So I at least we're now back to an analogy that I think makes some sense. But this team's all locked in. It's not like we have someone running around waving his ring today.
Ripping zippers. Yeah. No, and I did say before we started the show, That was the first thing that I noticed.
Yes, they're locked in.
I didn't see not Nan one ring.
I think this is, you know what this is? This is just spin back to 30 years ago.
When we lost.
Well, no, when you got fluffy after your rookie year, and you're concerned it's going to happen.
I'm not.
They're not fluffy. They're in shape.
They're in shape.
Did you hear Sirianni said they all passed the conditioning test?
I got in shape when I was there, though.
Yeah, after you, you were in such bad shape, they told you not even take the conditioning test, just leave.
They told me don't leave. They know they told me don't leave. So stay your fat ass here.
lock you in the building.
Yeah, lock me in the weight room.
See, that's not this team. This team.
No, but it's not. Like I said, it doesn't necessarily have to be that. It doesn't necessarily have to be that.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's different kinds of pitfalls. I look at them and I think they're uniquely built to come back and not have a hangover. 215-592-9494. We'll get to everyone's phone calls coming up with the Phils later in the show. The Eagles, excuse me. Your calls on the Eagles. We'll finish the Phils with a potential trade target. We have to check in. There's another iteration of the Cowboys nonsense from a couple days ago, this time with Micah Parsons speaking out and what Jerry Jones said, and more aptly, what he called Micah Parsons. I can't wait to share it. And Elliot's going to join us next after taking in practice what he observed, and we get the first grade for Jalen Hurts on the season. That's coming up next. It is the Midday Show live from Eagles Training Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting today live from NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian joining us right now. The first of many of these, live from Eagles Training Camp, Elliot Shore Parks, and I see the notepad.
ESP!
Hugh, we're graced with the notepad.
Here it is.
Yeah, he's out there charming plays, baby.
Do the yellow notepad in honor of Ray. you know.
So I didn't realize you, it's more. It's a mini notepad.
Yeah, it's yeah, not a like big it's not, one. Well, I wear it around my neck, so I can't walk around with a full notebook.
The full
so
legal pad
yeah,
would be
a lot. Yeah, it's a mini yellow legal
yeah,
pad.
Well, yeah, well, I can see the work in front of me. All right, so we got to start here, and then we'll go to everything that happened today. But, Elliot, we need the first official grade for Jalen Hurts. What did you see? What did you think day one?
So I thought today was a continuation of last training camp, a continuation of what I saw this offseason, and to a certain extent a continuation of what we saw in 2024, which is just – good, solid quarterback play. The ball was not put in harm's way for any of his throws today. I had him down as 14 of 15, and the only incompletion he had, there was a flag thrown for PI on Quinyon Mitchell on a throw to A.J. Brown. So you could argue he was 14 of 14. I include those as incompletions. But no wow throws today, I would say. The best throw he probably had was later on in practice, down the left sideline. He threw the ball to A.J. Brown, probably about 20, 25-ish yards, caught the ball over Kelee Ringo. A.J. Brown said after practice that you can see the chemistry him and Jalen have, because prior to that play, he just turned to Jalen. They said two quick things to each other, and they were good to go and had a long completion. So today was not a, you know, a 25, a 28 with four touchdowns. It wasn't that kind of day. So I gave him a B overall, and I think it was just good, solid play that you hope they get that kind of play from Jalen this year.
That's a pretty good grade for the first day, though. Mm-hmm. You know, first day of school, you know, having a test already.
Yeah, I was happy with C's. So yeah, a B, I'm definitely good. With.
So what did you see from the defensive side of the ball? What could you glean from over there? What looks different to you, and what has changed?
Yeah, so I think on early on in camp especially, one thing you really want to see is where are different players lining up? Who's with what unit? Who's lining up where? And there were a few main takeaways today, I thought, on the defensive side of the ball. Maybe the most interesting thing from a personnel perspective was snap one today. They're in base defense, 11 on 11. Cooper DeJean is lined up at safety. So it was Kelee Ringo at one corner, Quinyon Mitchell obviously on the other corner, and Cooper DeJean lined up next to Reed Blankenship at safety. So we did not see that at all in the offseason workouts. We heard about it. They said they were trying it. But when they were in base in offseason, they had Cooper on the outside and not at safety. So they had Cooper DeJean at safety today. I don't think he took many reps there. When they were in nickel, he was the nickel corner. So that was one. The other would be Jihad Campbell was out there doing team drills today. And I think we maybe need to reset how we're viewing Jihad Campbell this year. I know when they drafted him, it was he's a luxury pick. He only fell because he was injured. They're going to take their time with him. They're not going to rush him in there. And they're not. They're not going to rush him in there. But I don't think anyone expected when they drafted him for him to be out there day one of practice doing 11 on 11. And you can just see when he's out there, he is built different than the other linebackers. He's long. He's fast. I mean, he looks like an edge, which is where I think he will ultimately end up playing. So on the defensive side of the ball, there are other things we can get to. But the two main takeaways would be Cooper at safety and the fact that Jihad Campbell was out there.
Well, the fact that Campbell is out there coinciding with N'Kobe Dean on the PUP list, right? Those two things, like, you add them together, and it's like we could see him early in the season. So that's good on his part that Campbell's ready to go.
And although I will say, you know, Trotter Jr. was the one out there with the first-team defense today. So my guess is week one, and that's a long way away, it'll be Trotter and Bond at linebacker, and you'll see Campbell get on the field in different situations.
What did you make of the other corner today, like the other outside corner, splitting between Ringo, who seemed to be up first, and then Adoree Jackson? Because I think that of all the losses this offseason, that one we just, like, we assume it's going to be okay, and Slay still played well. I know you were always a Slay fan. Slay was still playing at a quality level, and now we're going to find out what they have there. What did you think of Ringo and Jackson day one?
So I think Ringo has a pretty firm grasp on that job. I know that Adoree Jackson did get some snaps today with the first team offense, but for me, and you know, I don't know if you would co-sign this as a former player, but it just always feels like a practice. There are certain reps that matter more, whether it's end of the day, super competitive situational drills, or the first drill out there when they first go into team. And it felt like in all those situations, it was Kelee out there with the first team defense. So I think it's his job to lose. He had, I wouldn't say a rough day, but he did get beat by A.J. Brown for the throw we talked about a little earlier. And he did give up a touchdown to Terrence Marshall. The pass was from Tanner McKee. I thought the pass was only okay, but it beat Kelee Ringo, and Terrence Marshall got in there for the touchdown. So I think it's Keeley's job to lose. And, you know, probably not the best first day for him.
Elliott Shore Parks is sponsored, of course, by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, what did you make? Is there any concern? No Jalen Carter listed as a shoulder issue. I just, there's something for me, like, it's like the first day. Like,
yeah.
If you could play on the first day, it's weird to me not to be out. Like, day four, if I see a shoulder, I might just say, whatever, it's like a rest day. What's going on? I did see that. Did he sit out the end of spring practice too? What do you know? What do you think on Jalen Carter?
If I remember correctly, he didn't practice the last day of OTA workouts.
Okay.
My only information on it is it's not something the team is worried about. I think with all the snaps Jalen Carter played last year, it's probably not the end of the world if Jordan Davis and Moro Ojomo are out there getting those snaps. I think Jalen Carter, barring, there's a month to go, like, he will play in week one. I don't think this shoulder injury is going to keep him out there. I agree with you. Day one, you want to see everyone out there. And on that note, why I think a very interesting injury today was Kenyon Green. Kenyon Green was not out there with a knee injury. He's not Jalen Carter. His spot on the team is not guaranteed. He's not even guaranteed to make the roster, in my opinion. So for him not to be out there, it was not a good start to camp for Kenyon.
So Kenyon Green, the guard they got back in the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson deal.
Yeah,
so
who was expected to potentially compete with Tyler Steen, but at this point, I don't think that's a competition.
So is it just Steen's job, or is there a competition, just Green's not really in it?
I think that the competition for Steen would be Matt Pryor. Matt Pryor is a player we probably have not talked about enough this offseason. Obviously, he's been here before. He's played for a bunch of different teams in the league. He's played a lot in the league, and he has something that none of the other backup offensive linemen have, which is a ton of playing experience, and he can play either tackle or either guard spot. So I think they are hoping Steen wins it. Lane Johnson said today after practice that Steen has been really good and he's improved and the communication is good. But I think the safety net is Matt Pryor. I don't think the safety net is Kenyon Green.
All right, Elliot, let's ask you about what we've been talking about all day and the way the Eagles are framing it. So we've been discussing the idea of a hangover. Like, are you worried about that with this team? And to me, they're in the right space mentally. But then, I heard a quote Jalen Hurts had after practice today talking about how hasn't even put his ring on yet. He's not going to. What do you make of the way they're trying to frame their focus this year? I mean, Sirianni, we heard that about a week ago. He banned the R word, right? The repeat word. Doesn't want him to say it. And it just seems like the players are like almost like last year happened. It's over. Now we're on to this year. What do you make of their mentality?
So I definitely think fans should be worried about a hangover. If you look at when this team has come off a success, they've not handled it well. And I agree with the premise of you talk to these guys, you're around them. And they just seem like guys that would not be worried about this. Jalen, AJ, Saquon, Devontae, all these guys are used to success. They're used to going in every year expecting to win. So I do understand why the mentality of this team is maybe something some won't worry about. But I would just say the proof's in the pudding. And in 2023, this same group of players had the biggest collapse we've seen probably in franchise history. And I think a lot of that was because they were coming off of losing the Super Bowl. We can try to talk ourselves into this team being different and all these things. Every single time the Eagles have gone to the Super Bowl, the next year has been a disappointment. Facts. And around the league, there's a reason that it's called the Super Bowl hangover. So I think highly of the players, and I think they have the right mentality. But to ignore the Super Bowl hangover, I think it's just putting on green goggled glasses. Like, it is clearly something they have to worry about.
Live your truth.
I mean, there is one difference 2 years ago. They lost the Super Bowl. Like, the Super Bowl hangover is typically more about the losing side. I know the Eagles' history says if they go to the Super Bowl, the next year's harder. But it typically is reserved for, like, the loser of the Super Bowl has a hangover. The winner, I mean, we do once in a while see repeats, right? Or repeat.
Yeah, once in a while.
Once in a while. I mean, the Chiefs just did it.
Right.
Yeah.
And but the Chiefs were not impressive these last two seasons. Like, they've gotten there, but you can see the wear and tear it puts on a team. So, again, I think the Eagles have a loaded roster. I think they are probably better prepared to handle this than most teams. But it's being naive to say that there's no concern about it because we have seen this exact group of players. Now, I know you're saying the situation was different, and there is some truth to that. But we've seen this exact group of players struggle in the closest we've seen them to this type of situation.
What did you make of Jalen's quote that he's not going to put the ring on? I mean, he's the leader of this, right? He's the he's the voice, he's the face, and him saying he's not even going to put his ring on, it kind of speaks to last year's over. Like, this is new now.
Yeah, so I mean, I would say my first thought about it was, I wonder how his teammates feel about it. Because they're at the Super Bowl party. Everyone's having a great time, right? They're all taking pictures with it. Everyone's having fun.
They're posting the videos wearing their new rings with the wings.
And, you know, I wasn't at the party, so I don't know how he acted. But I would imagine at one point he was asked, why are you not putting your ring on, right? And I just don't know if it's the funnest, best teammate in the world thing to do to on a night when everyone's putting your ring on to say, well, I'm not putting mine on. Like, I'm not putting mine on. You can put yours on, but I've moved on to next year. So that was my initial thought. But I also think that Jalen has the resume where if the way he wants to do things is how he wants to do it, then he should get the benefit of the doubt. He has won a Super Bowl. He has been probably more successful at his age than anybody else at his age from a football perspective, right? Number one recruit out of high school, Alabama, Oklahoma, Super Bowl MVP. So I think it's a little weird. I wonder how his teammates feel about it. But when you have the ring, you get the benefit of the doubt.
Hugh, what'd you make of it? Like, if you were at the party and he wouldn't put the ring on, is that weird?
I look at it like this. I think that, you know, before he got the ring, had a conversation with Michael Jordan, Derek Jeter, and guys that have won rings and repeated. I feel like guys that are on his level or the level that he perceives himself to be on, they vibrate at a different frequency. So for him, I don't think it's out of character for him to do that. Because, man, like when I hear stories of Kobe was different. When they went to the Olympics, remember when he put his foot in Paul Gasol's chest? And that was his teammate. Mm. But during the Olympics, he did that. Michael Jordan, the same thing. Michael Jordan didn't really fool with none of his players, none of his teammates like that. Like, I feel like that level of greatness that he's trying to achieve is different. And in order, and a lot of times, let's be honest, when we talk about Super Bowl hangover, starts with the quarterback for the most part. And then when you talk about Jalen, we've talked about him a lot this offseason and what he isn't.
On WIP? Quarterback? The Eagles?
No. But what I'm saying is this.
I know. I'm kidding.
His mom, like, I'm taking all these different pieces of stuff that I've heard about him over the last couple of months and trying to give you a reason why he might not wear the ring. Because even though Jalen has won a Super Bowl and has went to two Super Bowls, won one, he still is not in the top 10 quarterbacks. He's still not considered a great quarterback because he has so much talent around him. So he's probably looking at that and saying, hey, this is the year that I have to take off. I can't worry about.
But it could be like he is inventing a slight to be more motivated.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
great
all of that.
Yeah.
So
I think,
long talking way, that's basically what I was trying
to
say.
I think that's all very true. And I think that's probably a better way of putting what I was trying to say, which is if Jalen's going to act a certain way, he's earned the right to act a certain way.
Right. And I think that the team, they'll look at that and rally around that.
That's my question for you, because you obviously were in a locker room with a quarterback. And I think that Jalen is on a different, to a certain degree, stratosphere than everyone else. He's the franchise quarterback. He's the topic of discussion. He just lives a different life than everybody else in that locker room. And they have big stars there, Saquon, AJ. But Jalen is on a different level. When you played with McNabb, how important is it, do you think it is, though, for the quarterback to feel relatable to his teammates and to have those moments? Because I agree with you. My guess is the teammates probably are like, oh, there's Jalen being Jalen. I don't think it's an issue. But I also think it's important for Jalen to have times where he has fun with his teammates and he partakes like one of the guys. Do you agree with that? And was it like that with McNabb a little bit?
Let me say this. I think McNabb, he's more relatable for me now than he ever was when I played with him.
Okay.
And that's, I think part of that is because of the scrutiny that he was under and the way that some quarterbacks are wired. Because we were sitting there talking about it in the break, and Tom Brady's probably an anomaly when you talk about him and his interaction with his teammates. Jalen's been under a lot of scrutiny for a long time. And this is not an excuse I'm making. This is me trying to understand why he probably is doing what he's doing. Because even on that Super Bowl run that we had with him last year, a lot of questions about him down the stretch. There was a lot of questions of him during the course of the season. What is he doing?
Well, after the second playoff game, there were questions about, he remember he hurt his knee and he didn't play particularly great in that game. It was questions of like, is he going to hold them back? And then he went out and dominated the next two games.
But I think the questions that matter here more were the questions that were raised by let's be honest, Brandon Graham, when he talked about the relationship between Jalen and AJ. And that's more my thing with the ring, is was this an opportunity for him to be one of the guys? And instead, he was, I would assume, the only person there that night that didn't put the ring.
You know what? I will say this. Jalen will always be one of the guys, but he probably, to your point, he probably won't enjoy this until he retires.
Yeah.
See, now, and
it's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. Well, yeah. The other thing is, well, 2 years.
Not really.
Well, but 2 years ago, I thought they played tight the whole year. They seemed like they were having no fun. Like, I appreciate that they're trying to move past last year and focus on now. I like that. But there's got to be a balance, right? You don't want to just be so super serious all the time.
See, but where I'm undecided on is to what you're saying is I agree with you. But, you know, sitting between you two, I actually see both your sides. Jalen is operating. Like, Jalen has expectations and pressure on him that certainly me and you could never relate
to, of course.
Right? Hugh played in the league. But there is just a level that Jalen has to operate on that AJ, Saquon, and all those guys, just don't have to. So
yeah.
I do think he has to act different, and I think this is an example of that. But when there have been discussions and stories about how close he is with Nick and how close he is with AJ, I just wonder where the line is between being who you have to be successful, and I think that's probably the side you have to pick, and just sometimes being one of the guys.
You know, Jalen, what's the phrase he uses? Set the temperature?
Yeah.
Sometimes you wonder, is it a little too stuffy in here, right? Like you go in a room, and it's like, it's not hot, but like, we can turn that temperature down one notch.
AJ was asked about it today, and AJ was like, you got to ask Jalen. So
yeah, he sets the temperature.
Right. I mean about the ring. AJ was asked specifically.
But that's what I mean. Like, if he's doing that, I wonder how do the other guys feel?
Yeah.
I think they all handle success differently because, to your point, AJ talked about immediately after winning the Super Bowl, he wasn't satisfied. Mm-hmm. And for me, in that moment, I didn't understand what he meant in the moment because it was so new and it was like, why is he talking like that? But now I have a little bit more perspective on that moment and I kind of understand what he meant because now we're here and it's almost like you didn't win a thing. Like I said, the first thing I noticed when I came in, nobody had a Super Bowl ring on. Nobody had it. You know, I congratulated certain people.
You
and
mean
all
even
other.
Non-players?
Non-players.
Yeah.
No, none of them had a ring on because they had to move on quickly. And I feel like for Jalen, I think Jalen feels, and now that I think about some of the things that he said in the past, I feel like Jalen feels like he has a higher purpose. You know what I mean? I feel like Jalen is chasing that greatness that has eluded him because even when we talk about Jalen and we still talk about what he isn't. Jalen's been to the playoffs every year that he's been in the NFL. I would argue that there ain't a whole lot of quarterbacks that have had that kind of success. I'm just saying, get to the playoffs. And then in 5 years to go to two Super Bowls, win one, outplay the quarterback in the first one that you lost, and then just obliterate them in the second one. So Jalen is I think Jalen fancies himself or wants to be like a Derek Jeter or Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant.
I agree with that.
I feel like he feels because now that I think about it, that's the energy that he has. And to your point, Elliot, I would venture to say there's only a select few people and it's a tight circle that know the real Jalen.
Yeah, and I also think there's probably only a select few people that can fully understand what Jalen's life is.
Totally.
From just the perspective of what his job is, the fact the pressure's always been on him. So I think that, you know, we would probably all, and I think the Eagles would prefer, Jalen leans to the side of being who he is and not, I mean, because you could flip this and say, let's say this offseason Jalen started hanging out with players, like, you know, doing things differently than he always has.
Out of the ordinary.
Right. We would probably all sit here and go, you know, you do what got you here. And so ultimately, I think that's what he should do. But, yeah, it just is interesting to me. He's the only one. And even today, he didn't really want to talk about it. He got two questions about it, tried to move on.
That's what I'm starting. Like, guys like that, they're wired different.
Yeah.
And they speak different. And for a lot of us, we don't understand it because we're not wired that way.
And the thing is, like, they might not want these questions. This is one of the stories of camp. Right? They don't have many roster questions. On this, but almost none on the offense except the guard. The defense, they have some. But, Ella, you made the point they've never backed up Super Bowl appearances in the history of the franchise with another great year, right? Maybe some have been decent. They got back to the playoffs, like 18. They made a run. But, like, that's the story of the franchise. So that's like they can't run from that until they do it.
Well, and so this is similar answer but different question. Saquon was asked today about why he thinks it's so hard for players to follow up a 2,000-yard year with another 2,000-yard year. And his question, and his answer was, well, it's just really hard to rush for 2,000 yards.
So he's basically not many have done this.
Yeah, his point is only 9 people have ever done it. So it's to expect sample, someone to do it twice is almost absurd. And I think there's a little bit of that with the Super Bowl, which is winning the Super Bowl is incredibly difficult to do. So if they don't win it this year, does that mean they didn't handle it well? I don't know if you can say that definitively.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, if they win 11 or 12 games.
Yeah, and they win 2 playoff games and they lose, I don't think that's Super Bowl hangover. I think that's just.
They might just not be
on
as great.
That day the ball didn't bounce their way. And not to, prop up Hugh too much, but I will say that's one reason I've always thought the 2000 Eagles, the 2000-2004 Eagles, what was so impressive about them was their ability to continually go back. Like, we point to 2017, 2022, and, 2004. Obviously, 2005 didn't go great. But to go to 4 straight NFC championship games is incredibly difficult to do. So when we talk about a team's ability to handle pressure and all those things, honestly, the best example in franchise history is probably the team that didn't win a Super Bowl ring.
But
it's
ironically,
the team that was able to go back and carry that pressure every year and continually be great.
But ironically, their failure was their motivation, right? If they had reached a Super Bowl earlier, maybe they don't go back the next year.
Maybe,
You know what I mean? Like, they never got to the top of the mountain. Like, this team just got to the top. That's what makes this whole training camp interesting. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. Go Birds coming up?
Yeah, we got a Go Birds post-practice pod coming up, and then got the daily pod tomorrow morning. So.
All right, and then practice tomorrow? They'll be back out here?
Practice tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.
All right, Elliot Shore Parks, we appreciate you hopping in. Let's grab quickly Terrence in Springfield. Terrence, what's up?
Terrence.
Yo, Joe Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going on,
what's
man?
What's up, buddy?
I am not working.
What's wrong with your phone, dog?
What are we doing here, buddy?
What the hell wrong with your phone, dog?
Terrence back on hold. Quickly, Andy in Westchester.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy, what's up?
Home wrecker Hugh, you are the gift that keeps on giving.
There's a new one.
Wait a minute. I am offended.
Get him, Andy.
How am I home wrecker?
Aaron, Aaron, do not post that picture. Bad things are going to happen to your wife in his mind.
What do you mean? I mean, Andy, I mean, I think it's about, if we're friends, Andy, and you say, if I tell you I met this girl and she's hot, and if you ask me for pictures, if we're friends, I'm a send the picture.
Yeah, but here's the
issue. Keep talking about something different, though. A girl that you just met and think she's hot is very different from your wife, Hugh.
First of all, if I was Aaron's friend, and we are
in the friend space. I did ask. If you're friends.
It's not above board. Even though it is his wife, I'm his friend. I can ask.
That's a woman that you just met that's hot.
But
it's a little bit different here.
Kyle, if we're friends and I ain't never met your wife, I can ask what your wife looks like.
Now, here's the question. Do you think Aaron's got to run it by his wife before he posts her picture?
I don't think Aaron. Listen, let me get you in trouble.
Hold on a second. So he better ask the wife if he could post her picture. Because if he posts a picture and it takes off on the algorithms, he's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. I just asked. But when you throw that out there, like I have a smoke. You said smoking hot wife.
He did say that.
Then there is not a person in earshot of this station when he said that. Then we're like, well, what's she look like? I just voiced it.
Well, my first thought was, do I believe him or not?
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate
it. I didn't ask. I'm not going to ask.
Thank you, Joe.
I don't need proof, but I do wonder, like, is Aaron telling lies here?
I have corrupted my partner.
Go ahead, Andy.
The problem is, Hugh, you slipped right into the Love Dr. Douglas voice when you said it.
No, that's like, the way y'all heard it. Like, see, Andy, I was in front, like, and my friends to this day. Especially because I'm the only single one, because I blew my marriage up. But if I say I met somebody, that's the first thing I did. Let's see what she looked like.
Did you realize? And Andy, we gotta hit this. But I know Andy wanted to talk about the Eagles, but we got here. You realize this wasn't like a private conversation. You did this on the air. It wasn't you and Aaron.
There wasn't nobody listening to me when
yeah,
I said
Yeah, but there's people listening.
I guarantee you, yeah. There were cats out there that as soon as it popped in, as soon as he said it, they wanted to say, what's she look like?
Well, yeah, everyone wanted that. 215-592-9494.
People wonder a lot of things if they don't just come out right out now.
Well, folks don't work on the radio, Kyle. I do. And how many times have you told me have an opinion? How many times have you said that,
Mr. Producer?
Well, not
about things that'll get you in trouble.
About the Eagles.
No, we weren't being specific. He said, have an opinion.
We have FCC regulations, though.
That is not violating FCC regulations.
Let's hit this before we start doing that. 215-592-9494. Your calls about everything. He goes, are you expecting or anticipating or worried about a hangover? Hugh is worried about one. I'm not. Plus, we'll see if we can find a match for the Phillies as we go on a blind date with another trade candidate. That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.